Okay, so we will continue this lighting control system. So we can control the light by the manually, automatic, or the automatic control with the master or off switch. So this is the lighting control system. So we can control the light by the manual control or automatic control. And also the automatic control with master switch. The two diagrams show the manual control, automatic control, and the automatic control with the master switch. In this case, the manual controls are we simply utilize the supply side, and switch, and also light. So this is the manual control. The automatic controls are we can show by this connection. This is the automatic controller, and the light, and go to analog supply, analog switch. So this is the automatic control. And the next one will be the automatic control with the master controller switch. So the master controller switch, either we can control the bypass the automatic or not. So in this case, this is the main switch. The main switch. And then we can utilize the, this is for the main switch here. This is auto. Here we use a bypass switch. And this one will use a light. And this is a new flash. So this is the automatic control. With master controller. So this is the automatic control with the master controller that we can utilize. So manual control, automatic control with the master controller or off switch. So this is the way that we can provide the lighting control system. So in this case, depending on the industrial requirement, we can utilize the either manual or the automatic control system in the predicate. So that after 2 hours finish at this switch, all the light will be automatically off. This is the sometimes our lecturer they didn't switch on the light, so that we waste a lot of energy. So that all the deep buildings that we use now use the timer switch. The timer switch are set for the 2 hours. After 2 hours, all light will be off. So that you have to manually reset the switch to switch on. So this kind of the timing switch is always utilized to control the energy efficiency. So therefore, we also utilize the timer switch. So timer switch that we can draw like this here supply. So there will be the timer switch here. This is dotted line. Dotted line means the control function. The control function is controlled by this timer. There will be the supply connected here, and this one connected to a new tray. So this is the empty and the new tray. So that kind of the timer switch that we also utilize. This is the timer. So this timer can automatically on and off the switch. So by automatically on and off the switch, we can also control the load. So this is the timer switch for. Timer switch provided. For energy efficiency. So this is the way we utilize the timer switch. So the timer switch, you can see the physically, you can see the timer switch like this. This is the timer switch. So this switch, by adjusting it this way, you can set the time. So that kind of the timer switch that we can utilize the energy efficiency and also the energy reduction. Reduction of the unnecessary waste of the energy can be done by using the standard switch. So that in the two-day systems, we also utilize the tidally switch and the electronic switch. Tidally switch. Tidally switch, you can see on the sheet. This is the notes. So this is the kind of the tidally switch. So this note is a tidally switch. And where you get this note, I also saw. See? Because of that. This note is, you go to the top. This one. If you talk, unless you get diploma 2013 of Zhongxie Toto, after that you can click the EE011 plus 17908 plus 17794 dot Zhongxie Toto. The link you have to click. After that you can see the alpha G108 state 2 power 1A. And then 10 lighting. So this is the folder. This is the folder where you get it. So this look I display on the whiteboard. It says this is the, I talking about this one here. This is the, my website. And this website that you go down. EU11-17903-17794-Zoom-Chat.com. You click. And after the open. And then until you see the EG108. Go down, and then you see the G108. Here G108, and state 2 power 1A. By clicking the state 2 power 1A, you can see this folder like this. State 2 power 1A, and 10 lighting. 10 lighting is a this folder. By clicking the 10, this one, this is the 10 lighting folder. 10 lighting folder. So this is the way where you get the notes. So this note I gave at the moment I've given you is, and we have to go and link. So the, both my notes are, I uploaded to the online, so all the advanced diploma you need from the start to end, everything I have ever taught, everything I record and then put online and reference book as well. But I don't teach that all you need at the moment, but I have ever taught that all you need from the start to the end. So those things I already uploaded. So this is that you can see that the title this way is here. This is the title this way. This title this way is this is digital electronic time way or the digital timer. We use a title this way, we use a digital electronic time way. So digital electronic time switch means that you can program the time. For example, some of the apartment building. So during, especially the stairway lights are very power consuming. So that you see the apartment building, daytime, you can't switch on the stairway light because you don't need a stairway because the daytime the light already on the stairway. But the nighttime, then you can switch on the stairway light. Because this is a program with a set kind of a timer. That kind of the timer is a program. So the starting period of time, the switch can be, the power can be released. So this is the timer you can do by the automated timer control. As especially the timer switch are also useful in the many industrial application. We have to set the timer to the starting period of time you can on off the electricity, starting you can on or off the electricity. So we can automatically start program and the control the timing switch. So in the meantime, we also utilize the tidally switch. So this is the kind of the program the timing. So we can set on and off and how many days, how many hours, how many minutes, how many you can set by this way. And also the manual and auto. So when you press the manual, you can set the manual automated that this automatic will be operated. So take down the tidally switch time that you can switch. So this is the light switch for the program is the timing switch and the tidally switch. The tidally switch, we can switch, set the time. So we use it as either mechanical timer or electronic tidally switch. So those things are the details of connection diagram and the installation plan of the tidal switch. So therefore, the timer control system, we can draw the diagram. So in the switch, normally the switch is a, this kind of switch does not have the timer control. This is the only on the off switch. So the timer control switch, we have to utilize the standard symbols to represent the timer control switch. So now I give you the timer control switch diagram. So this is for the tidal switching diagram. It's up right here. This is light one. And that kind of switch. So this is for the tidal switch. And another light two. So this switch. And tidal switch here. And another light. And this switch. And this is also the tidal switch. Then we go to here with the neutral and the active. So then will be the tidal switch. The tidal switch, how we can utilize the one switch and the tidal switch. The timer switch, tidal switch. So this is the ordinary or off switch. So when you interpret the electrical circuit diagram, you should interpret which switch will be the on-off switch, which will be the tidal switch. Especially the dead kind of switch are the on-off switch. Only the 0 or 1 position on the off position can be available. That's why it's a tidal switch. So the switching time depending on the delay. The delay you can make the program, either program delay or the mechanical delay. Mechanical delay will include the supplying equipment. So if we set the mechanical timing or the electronically, we can set the timing. So this is for the tidal switch. So tidal switch are also utilized in the controlling the lighting system, especially the energy efficiency. So that kind of switch will be the tidal switch. In the meantime, some of the industry, we can utilize one timer to control the many switch. So this is the timer and the control switch. So this is become the first version. The only one timer can control the many switch. Especially the stairway lighting system, we use this kind of system. The timer and all are light. So that every level of the light you can push button, you can switch on the light and off the light. And all the lights can be controlled by the master timer. So this is also time switch typical connection diagram. Okay, now we also utilize the light sensitive switch system. Light sensitive switch system means this timer switch is, it does not know about the whether it's daylight or not. Because of that, you set the morning 6 a.m. afternoon morning 6 a.m. to afternoon 6 p.m. No light must not be on. In this case, set timer follow it. But during the winter time, about the 5:30, there will be no light on the street. So in this case, if you don't you set manually or the program does not know about this real saturation. It only counts the morning 6 a.m. or afternoon 6 a.m. and it will be on and off the low light. But this one is not convenient. Sometimes especially in Australia, we use a daylight saving system. And sometimes winter time, about the 5:30, there will be no light on the street. So in this case, we also need to utilize the light sensitive switch. Light sensitive switch means that light sensitive switch, this switch also sends the outside light condition. When the outside light condition is a no light and a dark, indicate you can switch on. And that kind of light sensitive switch system, we can utilize this one. So this is that we utilize a light sensitive light sensitive switch. So when the light fall on this switch, that can be that it can energize the light switch. So it can when the light fall on this one. So this one will be the electronic gate. So for if this electronic gate we activate, and then you can make the delay and then can on the low. So there is a no light, so there will be the we can when the light off, so you can there's a low light, you can on the switch, and when the light is here, you can on the switch. So this is also we utilize the light sense this way. So the next one topic will be the light sense this switch. So this is the light sense this switch, the manual switch or the program maybe the light control switch cannot sense the real light saturation or outside wall. The light sense this switch to be utilized. So it is here with the new tray. So where here you see the power supply. So that power supply we connected to the relay. So that we connected to the load. So here we connected to the contactor. This relay we made the contact switch. And here is the active. And then here we need this relay, also the this from the timing switch, the power supply. We connect it here, and 1 minute, time delay. So this 1 minute time delay is activating the timing switch. This one here we connected to the 1 minute time delay. So this 1 minute time delay have to activate the relay. So then here we got the electronics sensor. Here we use the timing switch, light sensitive switch. When the light is fall on the this light sensitive diode, in this case it will be operate, and then we can operate at the timer. So in this case, especially that you can utilize the AND gate. So this is the AND gate. AND gate means that this is 1-1. The post must be the 1 to get the output 1. So A equal to C. Output C is equal Z is equal to A bar divided by B. So this is the AND gate. So both must be the 1. This means that when the light sensitive on and the power supply on, in this case you can make the control. So this is the way that we can utilize the timing switch. So light sensitive switch we can really sense that outside the daylight condition. So during the winter time, then we can no light. In this case, you can on, and during the summer time, you cannot on the switch. So this is the energy saving. Now we utilize with the light sensitive switch. So this is a more detailed diagram about the fluorescent and control by the light sensitive switch. So light sensitive switch, you can see the background of switch. So this is this block. So inside, this kind of circuit will be included. So this is the light sensitive switch. So this light sensitive switch we utilize. That will be the level adjustment, sensitivity adjustment, time adjustment, or the three adjustment included. So this is a typical light sensitive switch. When the light falls on this switch, in this case, it can make the appropriate operation. When the light falls on the switch, you can switch on all the supply. When it's no light, in this case, you get on all the supply. So there are three adjustments included. Light level can be adjusted, or sensitivity adjust, and a time adjustment. So then we said this light sensitive switch include the three level of adjustment, light level, sensitivity, and a time adjustment. Light level, sensitivity, and a time. So those adjustments can be done on the light sensitive switch. So the light sensitive switch are most better than the normal programmable switch because of that we can control the light. So this is the way that we are making the control of the timing. So this will be the automatic and the manual control light sensitive switch system. And usually you can see like this. So this is supply, and you can also control the light, manual and automatic control. This one with the sensor. It detects the outside light, and we can also control. So this is for the feature of the light sensor switch. Okay, in the meantime, sir, we also have to utilize the light dimmer system. So, light dimmer. Especially there's a theater operations or the cinema, we utilize as a light dimmer. So the light dimmer system also utilized because of the, especially the theater, restaurant, and especially the cinema. When you go to the cinema, when the movie start, light are gradually go down. So this is the light dimming system. So this is the kind of the electronics devices we utilize for the light dimming system. Firstly, we utilize the, this is light and the resistor. So this is the, by adjusting the resistor, for instance, this resistor is set at the minimum, then we do the resistor highest. So the light will be the electrical current low, so light will be the low. And when this one bypass the resistor, so this light will be the full. So this is the variant the resistor. But this one is a disadvantage that it can lose a lot of power. So power, a lot of will be dissipated in the resistor. So instead of using the resistor, we utilize the solar light wire. Solar light wire means that this solar light wire is inductance. H is equal to 2 pi Fm. So this is a, F is a frequency, A is the inductance. So instead of using the resistance, we use the inductance. The advantage of the inductance is inductance does not have any power loss. Only the equals to the reactive power. So no active power is lose if you use the inductance. So instead of using the resistor, we use the variable inductor or the solenoid wire. So this variable solenoid wire also utilize this one in the transformer. So this transformer means that by adjusting this one, the secondary body will be changed. So the transformer can also utilize. And here will be the take out of the switch. This is the variant current in the DC coil and the low voltage. So take out the light dimming system we utilize. So light dimmer system, we utilize the resistor, variable resistor. Or the variable inductor or the solenoid and also the relay system, variable inductor or solenoid, and also we utilize the transformer variable secondary tapping of transformer. And also you can write the magnetic wire. So magnetic amplifier. So those are the devices that we utilize to control the lighting level. The lighting level we can utilize to control by this way. Okay, now we utilize this is for the electronic light control system. So today we utilize the electronic light control system. So electronic light control system, we utilize the triad. So electronics are triad system we utilize. So this triad are shown.
when the rehearsal finishes, as well. Yeah, so yeah, maybe 3 or 4 weeks, you know,
yeah,
in case my room will close the fast, in case nobody, then check and let her pass 049 even,
yeah, yeah,
you know,
yes,
and K032.
Yes, yes.
Quite smart, very smart.
Yes, yes.
Once we asked me about, but he didn't answer.
Hmm?
Once we got asked me about your class.
Yeah, yeah,
they
didn't come.
Yeah, maybe coming later.
Yeah, yeah. If they ask, tell them 6:30.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Even with her 6:30, she knows 6:30.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So this is a triad. Yeah, with a triad. And this is a supply at the neutral wire. So this is for the electronic control system. The electronic light control system. So here we have a triad. Here is triad. And this way is the neutral and the light. So this can the gate. This is we got a gate. By adjusting the gate firing signal, you can adjust the current flow from the T1 to the T2. So by this way, we can control the light level. So this is the operating principle of the electronics light control system. Now electronic timing controls, as you can see physically. So this is what the DMR control system. So this is a timing control. By adjusting control, this one controller adjusting the system. So by this way, we can adjust the lighting level. So that kind of circuit is a typical connection of the DMR control circuit. So that really is a wiring up, we can utilize the DMR control circuit. So therefore, we also need to manage the lighting management system. Lighting management system, in this case, where is a big building, we had to manage the lighting management system. So we include this circuit, then we have the power supply, then we have relay unit, and also this one connected to the fluorescent light. So here is we connected to the keypad. So those keypads are we can control the light control and program like programmable control. Those keypads we can control the programmable control as well as a light level sensor. Some of the lights are we can also sense the rear light condition outside. And this is what is a DMR unit we also install. So that is the integrated circuit diagram for the lighting and the control system. It can control the relay unit, and we can also control the light dimming, as well as the light level outside, and also programmable level. So programmable controller, we can also control the lighting level. So this is a more detailed information about the lighting level. Okay, I think this is a tutorial question. All the other pictures saying that this is the more advanced to the until you the lighting. So all the information I provide this side are not only limited to the finishing of the diploma. Later that you want to get the electrician license, in this case, those information you can utilize. So in this case, I include the Australian wiring rule. So they are wiring rule AS3000, 3008. So use all that wiring rule. Also the substation entry, construction electrical safety, in-service testing, electrician licensing requirement in Australia. All information you can download from the site. In the meantime, this site is the first page of all the information reference book that I provide. And also the after that, there's a unit guide for the unit by unit. So those units are common unit, E1, E2, E4, you also did in the diploma, also they are also included in the electrical trade. So go down to those units, and under that you see the G033. So G63 and the G033. So G033, go to that G033. So this is the G033 sheet. You can see and there's a row 11. Row 11, this is a row 1, row 1, row 2, row 3, row 4, like this, and this is with the row 11 here. So this is the row 11. The row 11s are, you can download this, 5. So I give you the list of the 5. So this row 11, you have to download the 3, 4, 5, 10. So that way the wiring like this. And say 3, start 5. So there is a fire protection intensity at 10. And 3, 4, 5. So this is the conduit electric gas accessory. So this is the wiring theory too. And 3, 4, 5, 11. So this is it, wiring E008-E033. So this is for the customers, you can download, so that I show them one by one. So firstly, we install the, we download the stateful button. So this is the stateful button, you can download here, C3.5. Yeah, say the Papa you can download, and say 4x8. Say 4x8 you can download, and say 4x11. So this is for letter you can download. So this is the notes that you can download. So in this case, say 4x10 you can download. So you see the how the say 4x10. So in this case, you can see the fire you have to download is general wiring. So this is the fire protection heating testing attend. So this is the 2-5. So this is this fire you have to download the general wiring. The fire as well as the fire protection heating testing attend. This is the fire protection, heating testing attend, panel RCD. So this is for the fire protection, heating attend testing, also included for the G33, fire protection, heating attend testing. This is for G033. In the meantime, you can also see the analog file here, protection method and the panel RCD. So this is for the G63 protection. G063 protection. So the notes that you can see the notes, that will be the panel RCD special installation protection method. Panel RCD. Special installation. In the protection method. So those are notes. All the notes, a reference textbook you can download from the this site. So this is what I'm talking about, the safe button. And 3.5 is a fire protection setting and acting. 3.5. So fire protection, heating testing and attend. So this is a 3.5. Fire protection, heating testing and attend. This one you can follow. And 3.4.8, this is this part here. C458. So in this case, TV consume electronic accessory. So this is that you can see. This is the this part here, TV consume electronic accessory. So those are the wiring equipment. So all the units we can also know about. So this is the TV consume electronic accessory. Let me see that this one, this way is a TVA conduit. This way, all the conduit wire, all the electronic accessory installation, we are talking about that this one. So this is all the nodes. So this is the TVA connection, termination. The nodes are reference textbook for the, those are lessons. And then we read so this kind of things that you can start down here. And from this, this file you have to download from the site. So we download. Okay, G179. Row 11. Table part 11 you can download from here. G179. Row 11. So this is for the wiring side E0333. That's fine. When you download that, you can see fine like this. So this is the wiring. So that will be the wiring theory. So this is introduction to wiring system. So this is the introduction to the wiring system. So this is the ways where you get the notes from. So that all the online links that you see the thing and that you can download the notes. So those notes are the textbook. The textbooks are I cover in this unit. So the books are G63 and G33. Those are links that you can download the notes. So this is the street lighting board system. So wires are coming from the street electrical wire. So we can take out the wire from the street. So this is the joining. Let it join, and then we can join the surface line. So those are the streets that are electrical poles, so the electric, especially the linemen, they take out the wire, and they connect to the surface line. So this is the surface line system. So the surface line system, you can see the connection like this. So that way, this is the street. Those are all the electrical wire line, main wire line, and for, yeah, we can join and connect to the pole. So this wire is the service wire. The wire system, this is the main street line. So here go to the wire. So this way the service wire. So this is consumer service wire. This service wire go to the pole. The service wire first goes connected to the main switch board. So from the wire go to the home, that way the main switch board. So the main switch board from the surface wire to the main switch board, that electrical installation can only be done by the Energy Australia or the energy company, the electrician. Normally, a home lighting board, a domestic wiring system, they can line up the pole and they can wire up. They can be prosecuted because of the, this is the illegal. Unless they hold the lineman license authorized by the supply authority, they cannot simply sign up the tower and they can't draw the light. And never mind you got the electrician license or not. Only that you can do the electrical work in the building. The building, basically, you can install, and after that, all installation, you can do it. But from the surface wire line to the hole, this must be done by the organizer, lineman. Do lineman, they can install the wire like this. So this is the light wire. So this is for the street lines that we wire. So that from the street line, we can take out the wire and connect it to the hole. Or sound like this is the underground cable system. Underground line, we can take out the wire and connect it to the hole. So some of the CD electrical distribution system are distributed by the underground line. So in this case, this is the underground line. Underground line from the right side, rise up and connected to hole. The two kinds of the main supply body line will be available, either the overhead or the underground. So left side with the overhead and right side with the underground. From the underground, cable cut, bring it and hold to the house. So this is for the service wire. So this service wire, we start with the electric CD system. So this is the system, you can see the service wire installation. When the service wire installation, the lineman climb up, they throw the wire, and from the home, the service wire will be coming out. So this is how to install the service wire. So this is for the details of connection of the service wire. When you connect the service wire, this is for the method to make the cable, the joining method. So appropriate cable joining method, you have to connect. Because of the big cable joining method is very important. When you are loosely dry, sometimes because the strong airs are all the cable will gone, so the whole holes are will not get the electricity. So this is why the recognized linemen, they follow the standard procedure and they try the electrical wire. So this is how to dry the electrical wire, how to supply the electrical wire from the street pole and then they connect it to the home. So this is way. So in this case, we also made the connection or the tech kind of connection. So that will be the material we utilize the main wire inside, bring to the main wire. Okay, so these three wire are normally we have to utilize the secondary wire. So this is for the pole. So this is the hole. So this is the pole of wire coming here. So in this case, this wire will be like this. So this is a PVC wire. Here is a steel wire. Steel cable. This steel cable is catenary. So catenary wire. Because normally our wire is too short. So we have to be, it need to be supported by a strong guard steel cable. So this steel cable, they draw and on the steel cable we attach that can, there's a clip to the steel cable, so the wire clipped, the service wire need to be run on the steel cable. So they have to be clipped, so this is the catenary wire. So this is this diagram we can utilize the catenary support system. So this one will be this wire, this wire go in with a hole, this is the service wire. And here we use the catenary wire. Catenary wire with the wire group on the steel cable. And so this catenary wire and the service wire are clipped together. So every 5-3 meters, we have to make the clip. So that every this is a 0.3 meter. So this is the clip. So this is the way the electrical wire is bring from the supply to the home. So in the meantime, you can use a trunking system. Trunking system is for the underground control system. This is for the street trunking. From the underground, we can take out the wire through the trunking. So this is for the overhead line. We are utilize the secondary wire. Surface line is supported by catenary. And for the underground system, so in this case, this is the trunking. So street trunking is that we form the metallic sheet and form the street trunking, and inside the trunking that we can run the wire. So depending on the supply requirement, if you use a very small hole, you don't need too much trunking because only one could you may be enough. But the take out of bedding, take out the whole bedding, in this case, you need a tanking because of the, a lot of wire has been run. So the underground system gets into the tanking. So from the tanking, the wire are they bring from the underground system and they supply to the hole. So this wire will go down, so this is for the tanking system. So after that, so this wire, the tanking system, you can run on the, this is for the flow by flow. So this is the wire coming from the supply, they go to the subreservoir flow, this was the tap. So this is we can run the wire into the digital system. So those tests are have to be installed in advance before you make the details of electric gas installation. So this is the way. So in this case, that way we give a letter. So from the one state to the another state, we can just give a letter. So therefore the tanking give a letter. Lights are utilized to bring the electric cable to applicable loads. So this is for the main electric gas system, the kind of the cables we can utilize. So this is for the kind of the trunking system. So this is the equipment associated utilized to join the trunking control, so the charging power we have to utilize. Okay, so after that, it can also reach to the main switch box. After the wire, they reach the main switch box, the service wire. Is terminated at main switch board. So in this case, you have to know about the definition of this main switch board. So main switch board is a definition. So this is a main switch board definition. The specialty control protect. Usually, measure the supply to the whole electric installation. So this is a main switch box. The main switch box definition is main switch box. So specially control protect usually measure the supply to the whole installation. Specially control. Protect usually measure the supply to the whole installation. So this is all the main switch box. So the, in the Australian wiring rule, we utilize the AS3000. AS3000 is especially the mention about the main switch box. So the clocks are 0.585, 0.5554, those are main switch box definition. Okay, now that we should know about the AS3000, where you get the AS3000. Go to the Australian electrician training. This week on the Austrian electrician training. So this is for the Austrian electrician training. So then, when you go to the first page, wiring rule is three down there. So we just click the wiring rules at AS3000. It will download. Okay, now you open. So this is the how to get this update wiring rule. AS3000 wiring rule, you can download from the my site. So now it's open. So if you purchase outside, it will cost probably $100 or $100, but you don't need to spend. You can use my site in the download. So this is a ESP 3000 here. Okay, this is a wiring ES3000. So this ES3000, you can see the gloves. This is the wiring gloves. So this is the first session will be the initial session. Circuit application, fundamental principle. So this will be the initial data. You can see that all the data here. Circuit application, so this will be the gloves number. All the combination of the matrix for everything you can see on the, this one. So this is for the ES3000. Later that I show you the application. So this is where you got the reference. So this is the ES3000, you can get it. So the across the wiring rules are, that will be the matrix for me, specially control protect, measure and supply with the whole electrical installation. And the distribution board is the step from the summit to control the protect the portion of installation. So when you see that main switch over there, that will be the main switch over here. And that will be the, from here you can see the distribution board. TV. TV 1, TV 2, TV 3. So this is the TV. TV means the distribution board. So the meaning of the distribution board is that it generally fights on the summary to control, protect, or portion of the installation. It generally, so this is the distribution board, fed from summary. So here we know that this is the consumer made. This wire, this is we call it summary. So that it's generally fed from the summary. To control and protect a portion of installation. This is what the CCA folks are principle. It's generally fed from the summary to control and protect a portion of the installation. So therefore, in the diagram that you can see the consumer main and the summary system. So this is for the typical case of connection of the distribution board and the summary system. So very big building, you can see that those are distribution board. Those are distribution board, those are distribution board. Those distribution boards are connected to the main board. So this is the main board. From the main board, wiring are connected to the distribution board. Here go to the distribution board, then from the distribution board, all the electrical wires are also connected and the supply. So portion by portion supply. So this is a portion of installation means that, for example, the TV1 control the flow area 1, TV2 control the flow area 2, TV3 control the flow area 3, and this is the way that controls the whole electrical installation. So therefore, in the supply system, now I can start from the wiring system, we take out the service wire and enter to the main switch board, so that there will be a two kind of supply system, steel wire, overhead supply system, underground system, and the wire go to the main switch board and go to the submain board. For the submain board, we run the wire to the applicable equipment. So this is the first aspect of the overview of the whole electrical system. Okay, then I give you the tutorial, then I will release. This is for tutorial 3. Sketch the consumer main connection between street 4 and the main street 4. So let me draw this one. So this is the question 1. Answer. And for what reason can the wire utilize? So this is the subject line is supported by canary wire. So you have the second and this one. And to take out the electricity from the underground system, we have to start utilize. So in this case, underground system, there will be the steel trunking cable that are riser are utilized to bring the electrical cable to a pre-cable load, and the service wire terminate at the main switch pole. So that way, the underground cables are taking out system. And number four is that the find the main switch pole. So here, the find the main switch pole. The specially controlled protect usually measure the supply to the whole installation. A distribution board. A distribution board is generally fed from a submit to control and protect that portion of installation. So this is the question four.